Fans on Patrol.
Howdy doody, welcome back, week three.
Montego, and I'm your host, Montego Bradley.
I'm Grant Brantley.
And we got a lot of stuff to talk to you about because we have a big week next week. The Amazing Spider-Man number 2 is coming out.
The deucer.
And that's our big topic for today. But we do have the rest of the way we handle the show, the news and other things. But really excited about The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yep. First, what are we doing? We're doing news. We're doing
we're going to do the news first. And we're going to try to shoot it from the hip a little bit today and not be so regimented. But anyway, we still had some big news and we posted a lot of this stuff this week. But the first thing in the news, Graham.
Yes, sir. Yes, please.
First thing.
Enlighten me.
Batman versus Superman adds Ray Fisher as Cyborg. Fisher, primarily a stage actor, has joined the cast of Zack Snyder's Batman versus Superman in a role, Victor Stone, that's Cyborg. Sources are reporting that the role is not a significant one, but it paves the way for the future big screen appearances by the Justice League.
See, yeah, the thing with this one is I don't know why I've been keeping up with this, because like I've said a million times, I like the Justice League way more than I like the Avengers, so I don't know why I'm not keeping up with it, but I didn't realize that they're putting all that many people in there. What they got, Cyborg, and they got Wonder Woman, and Batman, and Superman, and then who knows if they're going to randomly put somebody else in there.
Well, it kind of speaks that this guy might, it may just be a quickie role.
Like when we were talking the other day, like Hawkeye and Thor.
Right, but you know, this is really, really interesting, the fact that this is the same guy who's been rumored to be in the Star Wars movie. Yeah, for the last few weeks.
Well, maybe it was just... Well, it's not... I guess I was going to say maybe it's just Disney talking to him, but it's not Justice League and Disney. So...
No.
Yeah, because they always have rumors like that. My favorite... a lot of times, like, big roles... the same actor get tapped for a lot of big roles all the time. My favorite ever is... Speaking of... don't be alarmed by that noise. my favorite is that... Henry Cavill, Superman.
Right.
I told you. So he was, it was down to him and, Robert Pattinson for the main vampire in the Twilight movies.
He didn't get that. The pale guy. Yeah.
The main guy. He didn't get that. Then he was very close to him and Daniel Craig for the new Bond.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't know that. They thought he was going to be James Bond, huh?
And it was very close to being Batman. So he just lost out on huge roles.
He just keeps stepping up to the bat and then, swinging and missing.
You know, well, he got Superman now, so he can say F you to them. But I think that's what happens. Like, you know, other people see that, hey, if they're considering this guy, maybe we should too. So then, you know.
He got the big role, and so now here's this kid here. This
How old is he?
I don't know, man.
I don't think he's a kid. He looks like a kid. What's his name?
His name is Ray Fisher. Ray, he looks like a kid to me, man. And to be honest with you...
I bet you he's like 30-something.
Well, in the comics...
Ray Fisher. I'm looking the wrong guy.
No, in the comics, Cyborg is a teenager. Yes, he's always been a teenager. He has never been, you know, an adult person. He was a football player, for those who do not read the comics. He was a football player.
He's my age. He's like 26 or something like that.
And he'll probably be playing a 17-year-old,
just
I guarantee
like Tom
you.
Tom Welling when he started Smallville. Playing a 14-year-old, and he was like 25 when he started. Right. I loved it.
Right.
I love all those shows when the guys are supposed to be 15, and they're like, I can see your beard. You got a 5 o'clock shadow.
Now, this is my concern. This kid, they're putting possibly Cyborg into the movie. Is this a post-credit thing, which I don't think I would care about? I don't know, just introducing so much at one time, which is really supposed to be a sequel? You know, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. You know, they have the big three, you know, Batman, Wonder Woman, Superman being in this sequel. And then now here's some more.
Well, it's like what you said. They're just trying to catch up with...
Fast.
Yeah, with the Avengers. Well, they don't have time.
Right.
Avengers is already, like, so into it, and, like, all of their movies are doing so huge that they've got to do something fast, and they got to do it
before the superhero puff is over.
Right, so they've got to, and... This is, I guess, I mean, it makes sense. You can't really fault them.
Yeah. Well, so that's the one news story that came out this week, and we'll move to the next one. The next one is something I knew you were pretty much interested in. Alan Horn, who's the big wig over there at Disney. He was speaking about episode 7. And really, he's pretty much the only person that could speak about episode 7 and not have to ever worry about getting sued because he is Disney.
He's pretty old. I mean, 71.
He's 71? Mm-hmm. And he's still? Wow. Okay. So when is it? When, let me not get into the money thing. Says he's they're nearly completed casting for Star Wars episode 7. But they're not ready to announce it just yet. 2015 will be a big year for Walt Disney Studios, as it will see the release of, now get this, Cinderella. I don't know if that's a re-release or something new or something like that. Avengers, Age of Ultron, Tomorrowland.
It's a George Clooney movie.
Okay. Inside Out. That's, you, what, Cinderella? Tomorrowland.
Tomorrowland.
Okay. Ant-Man, which is something I'm really looking forward to. The Jungle Book. Yet again.
Right.
The Good Dinosaur.
Inside Out is another, like, cartoon movie with Amy Poehler.
Okay. And then Star Wars Episode 7.
And then, what was the other one? The Good Dinosaur?
The Good Dinosaur.
That's another cartoon one as well. But, I mean, when Disney puts out a cartoon movie, it's a huge thing.
Oh, yeah.
I
look,
mean,
at,
look at, what's it called?
Rio?
Frozen?
Frozen, yeah.
I don't know. Rio wasn't Disney, was it?
Yeah. Is it?
I don't. I think you're.
Maybe I'm wrong.
You possibly. You it's might cartoon. Be on drugs. I'm not quite sure. Your pupils are dilated.
I say no drugs to drugs. grew up in Nancy Reagan's era.
Yeah.
Right. Just yeah, say no.
I don't think it is. 3D. Well, no, I don't think it is.
Okay.
So you're wrong, and you owe me $3,500 now. So.
Well. So
I'll take it in cash.
Or, okay.
Or favors.
Whatever. Favors. What kind of favors are you talking about?
Whatever you kind you want to pay you with, kind sir.
Well, this is something we were talking about with the Star Wars stuff. So it's very possible that Disney is looking to move the release of December 18th, which I was so happy for.
Yeah.
For the Star Wars movie to coincide with the release of the Batman Superman movie because
all they got.
Really. Well, they it
was
Captain America.
Captain America 3, but what you were telling me what?
Well, I'm not so sure. Maybe they're not so sure that Cap 3 would be the you know, can go up against a movie like that. And what really gets me, let's just be honest, you know, fans are going to go see both movies.
Yeah.
So I don't get it.
But it's not like fans. I mean, there's a lot of, like, we're fans. We're going to see both, obviously. But there's some people out there who it's like, hey, let's go see a movie. We're only going to see one. Is it Captain America or is it Superman?
So they're counting on that, like, 5% who don't go to movies.
No, that, 5%? I think that's a bigger percentage. It's a lot more than that.
That a person would say, okay, I want to go see a superhero movie, so I'm only
going to
pick one.
No, we're just like, hey, we're going out to see a movie, or a couple or something. They're going out to see a movie.
So there'd be one shot, and that would be it.
I mean, it's not, yeah, I mean, I think that's...
Do you think it's bigger than 5% of the movie-going audience?
Uh-huh.
Well, of the movie-going audience?
Yes.
Really?
Okay. I mean, everybody goes to movies. So it's, I think that...
Well, we're talking about the movie-going audience. This is their bread and butter, you know.
Well, right. No, but, I mean, it's like a movie like Captain America or a huge movie like Avengers. Not everybody is a huge superhero movie, you know, fan. They have to get everybody in there. For a movie like Avatar or something, how did Avatar make $2-something billion? It was because the every person who's not that really big of a moviegoer, everybody was going.
Okay, but you're doing a little preaching now, so, okay, so...
All right, that's it, I'm fist fighting.
All right. All right, so they're talking about moving it, so I'm not so sure if they're going to move it. That's kind of some more rumored news and stuff.
Well, they're saying it's almost done casting, which is insane to me that they've already started, like, shooting, and they don't even, like... I think the cast would be... You'd have to have that set before you started shooting anything. That could change so many things.
Well...
You were telling me Harrison Ford's not even...
Signed up for it.
So that's so huge that you gotta put in. That makes me think that he's just gonna, if he's in it, he's gonna be in some dumb little, like, the bar or something,
you
and they walk by and he's there.
Harrison Ford.
If he's in the movie, that changes the entire story.
Well, he's gonna sign on. Harrison Ford has his reputation kind of being a prima donna. He wants to be catered to.
Harrison Ford, one more time, I will stab you in the throat.
He wants to wait to the last minute, and, you know, for whatever reason, it's Harrison Ford. He's gonna come walking in with his two earrings, even though they're out of fashion, and
I think he only wears one.
Well, earring, period, Harrison. Yeah, it's time to let it go, old man.
He's gonna be wearing one earring, and he's gonna use the other one to stab you in the face.
Well, anyway, he's gonna sign on. We know this, and if he doesn't, he doesn't. You know, but, you know, Star Wars is Star Wars, and it's gonna come out, and it's gonna be great, and hopefully Hopefully it won't be Phantom Menace.
I don't think it can be bad with J.J. Abrams and taking it down. So, we'll see.
Okay, so that's all pretty much for the Star Wars news. But you were talking about their shooting. Found out there it's only like second unit stuff.
You know, I would think like
the desert
landscaping,
and goofy stuff like that.
Alan Horn, I just looked him up by the way. $50 million, that's all he's worth.
Really?
You would think it'd be a lot more than that.
I make more money than him. What the hell is his problem?
We're sitting next to a fire right now, and the kindling is $100 bills.
Alan, do you you need some a job, man?
You need some getting around money or
come
something?
Come work for Fans on Patrol.
$50 million though, you would think.
Poor bastard.
CEO of Disney, which is probably one of the biggest companies in the world.
One of the biggest, yeah. Yeah. So, entertainment, man. Everybody loves it. So, continuing our news. I must try to mess this up here.
Okay, good.
Kosnowski.
Yeah, it's great. Right on.
All right. Okay, this is the guy from Tron Legacy. He's been quoted this week saying
He's a director?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Picking up awards for his Mad World trailer for Gears of War back in 2006. First time director managed to make something beautiful out of the story. I'm sorry, I had something caught in my throat. Make a long story short, because this is not that interesting. There's rumored that he made a comment at an award show saying that that it's not Tron over 3. And that he's carrying a torch.
Did you ever see the shorts? They made a couple of random shorts for Tron.
No.
Yeah, they did. Right around when the movie came out or after it, they were who's the guy that was Jeff Bridges' partner back in the day, and then he was still at the company?
That was Tron, Alan. Alan somebody.
Whatever. Yeah, Alan. Yeah. His name's Alan, yeah. It was a big part with him, and I think Jeff Bridges' son, Garrett Hedlund, the actor, in it. So it was 15 minutes or something like that. It was cool, though.
You know, a lot of people didn't like Tron, Graham.
Yeah, well, a lot of people suck.
You know, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I loved
it. It looked so sweet.
Dude, when you're sitting there and it's 2D and they have the thing for your 3D glasses, and I'm no fan of 3D cinema. I really don't like it. I think it's only really worked in a few movies. One was Tron. Transformers 3 was gorgeous with 3D, and Avatar was a totally different movie in 3D.
You thoroughly enjoyed the first Hobbit in 3D.
Well, what a landscape, but it wasn't necessary.
And remember when we were watching Underworld the other day?
Yeah.
And Lucian, the werewolf?
Yeah.
You asked me what he was from. What else is he in?
What is he, a Hobbit?
He's in Tron Legacy.
The hell was he in Tron Legacy?
He was that dude dressed in white who owned that bar.
Zeus.
Correct.
Yeah, Zeus. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm a Tron fan.
I liked it a lot, and like we were saying, I really like Garrett Hedlund, who played the main guy in it. That dude should be in more things, I think.
Has he done anything since then?
Doesn't make any sense. And by the way, that same guy, Michael Sheen, that we were talking about, is in Twilight 1 and 2. Or he's in all of them, I think. He's the main bad guy.
Michael Sheen, what are we talking about? I'm lost.
The werewolf guy and the guy from Tron Legacy. He is the main bad guy in the Twilight movies. Of the Volturi.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That dude's in a lot of stuff.
I see it.
Yeah, he's in a lot of stuff. But, okay. Back to what we're talking about.
All right.
Garrett Hedlund. I think he should be getting more roles and stuff. He's acting in a lot of stuff, but it's smaller, kind of.
Haven't picked up that steam yet.
Right, pretty much. So.
Well,
and he's still young. He's not even 30 yet, so there's still time.
Well, we'll see. I enjoy Tron, and hopefully that something will come of it. I really would like to see the next thing with that.
Definitely.
Especially the way it ended. Now, we did not... It's Comic-Con season, Graham.
Indeed it is.
It's Comic-Con season. And
is that a song?
It's Comic-Con season. Anyway, WonderCon was last week.
Yeah.
And, there were announcements or whatnot, but from what I can see, man, I didn't go to WonderCon. There was not too many earth-shattering announcements about things that happened. And pretty much from what I can from the research that I've done, Graham, it seems like all the announcements that were made were pretty much made public pretty much immediately, and they're part of our news stories now. I mean, not too much, but, maybe it's just the experience of going to WonderCon.
I'm sure it's awesome if you're there. It's the same thing with Comic-Con. It's just being there is well, 75% of the cool factor.
Well, I've never been to a con, period. And
you used to. Your boyfriend used to be a con.
Yeah, he right? used to be a con, right. He was a big dude named Bubba.
I am con. There you go.
Cumberbatch?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Cumberbatch.
Cumberbatch or Cumberbatch.
Right.
Whatever
you want to. Oh, right. So, anyway, what's this up? So, I tried to get Comic-Con tickets, me and a buddy of mine. Didn't happen. It was such a rip. We sat there watching in the lobby and nothing happened. So we're going to try again next year, and hopefully, because we are now media personnel. Oh, when
you
went online,
you were in the lobby?
In the lobby.
Air quotes, in the lobby?
Yes, sir. That never happened.
I tried to go to get tickets for Lollapalooza, that concert in Chicago.
In the lobby.
Same thing. They put you into the, you know,
the lobby.
The lobby.
Sit here, you shitbags.
F'd me. Right. Hard. Sucked. Still furious about it.
So anyway, we didn't get tickets to San Diego Comic-Con. So we were deciding. We said, okay, we've never been to a con. We're trying to go to the big one. So we're going to try to go to either Chicago, which I don't really want to go to, or New York, which is the one I really want to go to. And he said he didn't care. And you need to come, too. We need to go to New York Comic-Con.
I'll be there. Just time me.
Oh, you jackass. Anyway, you should come to the con.
It will be sweet.
Oh, absolutely. And New York is a pretty good one, so we're gonna try to get to that one. And Cleveland, believe it or not, has a Comic-Con, and that's in the same month. It's in October, so we're gonna go to that one. And so we're gonna start seeing some cons and, you know, get a part of the community, you know. Right. So it's not really a news story, but WonderCon was last week. I think the week before that was PAX, which is a video game type of con, but it's not really a con. Okay, this is some minor news for all you people, you ladies out there who fans of Jim and the Holograms. I saw a movie poster just recently. They're coming out with a Jim and the Holograms movie, live action, not the cartoon. My wife had no idea what I was talking about when I was telling her about it, and I had to show her the old cartoon on YouTube.
I didn't even know you were talking about when you just said that.
Jim and the Hologram, sorry.
1985 to 1988.
That's right.
I was 1 year old. When
they had a little tune, you know, it was pretty popular at the time, but they're making a movie. They're yet another, you know, old school.
Perfect, can't wait.
Thing, right. But I'll probably go see it. But, you know, it's like the same time around, like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Jim and the Holograms is around.
It's the same guys who made G.I. Joe and the Transformers cartoon. Yep. Because it's Hasbro. This is a Hasbro Marvel production, so.
Yeah, so they're coming out with that. I saw a movie poster with they had the different wigs because Jim has like a.
Is it live cotton. Action?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Jim, she has cotton candy color hair.
Pink, I'm looking at a picture of her.
So, you know, so all of you people looking forward to that, have fun. But I'll probably go see it. Anyway. Let's see. Really quick in gaming news. Arkham Knights, the big Batman video game that everybody's been waiting for that's coming out. That's was supposed to come out at the end of this year. Is not coming out at the end of this year. It's coming out in 2015. So that's some minor news. But that game looks awesome.
What is it called?
Batman Arkham Knights. And so I'm really looking forward to it.
I don't know why they can't make the cartoon movies look as good as the video games. The video games look 10 times cooler than the movies they make. If they made the movies look like they did the video games, I would watch all of those. Because Montego's been trying to get me to watch a couple of these Batman and Superman like cartoons on Netflix and stuff, but I
watch them. They're good.
Yeah, I'm super watch busy. Them. But I tried watching. What did one that I tried to watch? You, Arkham Asylum?
No. You tried to watch The Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah. And it was just, it looked like the 90s cartoon. And it was just, couldn't get into it. And it was
fans,
like,
please don't kill him.
And it was like a.
Calls himself a fan. He's
a 50 or 60 blasphemy. Year old Batman.
Just blasphemy.
Batman, that is called him? Batman.
He was supposed to be old.
Yeah, but I didn't like the look of it, and if I just can't get into it, I mean, I watched like a half hour of it and just kind of bailed.
Well, I gave you two to watch.
That one and the sequel to it.
I said you should watch Superman, Batman, Apocalypse.
Well, you just told me that one yesterday.
So right, that's your homework. You should watch that one.
Thanks.
And
come on, I don't have time to do my homework.
But this is a good one, and I just watched, which is part of the comic book news. What did I watch? Son of Batman.
Oh, yeah.
Son of Batman. I watched that this week. It was released. We announced that, you know, so folks could pick that up. And it was awesome. And I'll talk about it later. I think finally in the news, Graham. This is, I'm glad something came out because we reported last week about a poor, I don't want to say that. I don't want to say poor Bryan Singer. I'll just say Bryan Singer. You know, his legal issues that he's dealing with right now. He finally came out with a statement to address the allegations. And
alleged.
The allegations. That's alleged allegations.
Innocent until proven guilty.
All right. Well, this is what he had to say. It's pretty short. The allegations against me, and this is Bryan Singer, not Montego Bradley of Fans on Patrol.
Montego, this is his personal matter.
We are not accused of molesting anyone.
Not me, you.
The allegations against me are outrageous, vicious, and completely false. I do not want these fictitious claims to divert any attention from X-Men Days of Future Past. This fantastic film is a labor of love. He said it's a labor of love. And one of the greatest experiences of my career. So, out of respect to all the extraordinary contributions from my incredible talented actors and crew involved, I've decided not to participate in up-and-coming media events for the film. However, I promise, when this situation is over, and the facts will show this to be a sick, twisted shakedown, it is. I want to thank fans, friends, and family for all their amazing and overwhelming support, Graham. Damn it.
God damn it. This is bullshit.
He is sincere.
Well, here's the thing. Either one, he's a scumbag, or two...
he's a victim.
Yeah, and if it comes out that he is innocent, you feel horrible for him because it's... no matter what happens,
he's a child molester. Right. All you have to do is say it.
Exactly.
And it's with you forever. So,
if it's not true, I do feel bad for the guy because it definitely will affect his career, no matter if it's true or not. And you know, they obviously already got kind of separated from Days of Future Past, and they just want to kind of push him away, and they don't want him to be a part of it anymore. So obviously, the studio isn't going to give him as many jobs, or you know, even if it comes out as false. When thinking of, like, who should we get to direct this movie? Like, oh, we don't need Singer. He's too much controversy.
Yeah, he'll be the controversy guy. He'll be the child molesting guy.
Exactly. So if it's false, it sucks. But if it's true, you're disgusting.
It sucks. So that's it for the news, Graham. There's no other news going on this week. Some of that news came just today. So we added some things. So I'm going to transition right now really quick to the comic of the week. Now, comic of the week is not a comic book. It's a movie about a comic book. It's called Son of Batman. I saw it this week, and I'm going to do a tiny little review. Really good. I only didn't like one of the voice actors. Most of the voice actors were awesome. Very believable. And... I thoroughly enjoyed this movie. For those of you who don't know, Son of Batman is about Batman's enemy's daughter, Talia, dropping off a son that Bruce Wayne did not know that he had to him in the, just out of nowhere.
Was it on, were they on Maury?
Who? He is yours.
You are not the father.
You are not the, no, he was the father. Anyway. He's dropped off this kid, and it's his son, and there's no doubt about it, it's his son, and he's given the task of integrating him into the Bat family. Now, Jason O'Mara plays Batman, who does, I think, a pretty good job. He is not Kevin Conroy, and for those of you who know Batman, Kevin Conroy is Batman. He's the best Batman out there, but Jason O'Mara does a pretty good job.
He's better than Val Kilmer?
Maybe not Val Kilmer.
Okay.
Stuart Allen plays Damian Wayne. That's the child. But Thomas Gibson, he plays Deathstroke. Thomas, he was the only thing about the movie that really bothered me about. It just wasn't believable. He seemed, and I don't know if it was the lines, but I just didn't like it. Anyway, it was a fantastic film. Bats has to deal with this kid being dropped off in his lap and integrating him in his life. And the kid has already been trained as a killer.
from the age of four. And he's like, you know, because he was his grandfather's Ra's al Ghul from the League of Shadows. So he has to temper this kid not to kill because this kid is used to killing. It's amazing. 10-year-old kid.
Killing people.
So he has to, like, integrate him, and he does that by...
Okay, clean your room.
No.
Take out the trash. Right. Quit killing people.
Quit killing people and put on his damn Robin outfit. Right. So anyway, you know, he becomes Robin, and, you know, the story goes on for there. But it's definitely... I recommend from my point of view. It's very good. If you're fans of the animated genre, it's a great one. I recommend. So, is that it for the comic news? Because there wasn't much comic news. That wasn't a book of the week, but that was my book of the week.
Right.
Oh, one other thing for comics. Beware the Batman, a TV show that got canceled. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen. If you watch on Cartoon Network, you suck ass, man. I swear. Beware the Batman. It's back. It's coming back, but it's going to get a horrible TV slot. 1:30 a.m. to finish out the first season, and I think it may be moving to Toonami.
Because if I'm up at 1:30 in the morning, you know what I'm watching? Cartoon Network.
Well, that's what DVRs are for, Graham. That's what that's what DVRs are for. So that's what I'll be doing. I'll be DVRing.
I'm terrible. I just can't get into it. There's nothing I can say. The cartoon ones just kind of get to me. You gave me crap because I was trying to think of adult-ish cartoon movies that I like, and the only one I can ever really think of is Titan A.E.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. That was Matt Damon.
Yeah, Matt Damon was the main guy.
Way back in the day.
I think it was like Bill Pullman?
Pullman, he was the mentor, scumbag character. But wow, it's pretty good memory, man. Jesus.
Yeah.
What were you, like, five when that came out?
I don't know. No, it's like 2001 or two, but that's like the only... And I'm sure like the Batmans are just as good as that, but I don't know.
Better.
I don't know. Yeah. So.
Listen, do your homework. Watch that film.
All right, cool.
Watch that film. And then he's going to come back next week, and he's going to tell us what he thinks, ladies and gentlemen. So he has homework.
Totally.
That's gonna be Batman Apocalypse. Batman Superman Apocalypse.
I want to check that one out. I'll watch that one.
Watch it. Right.
It's on Netflix, right?
Right.
Speaking of Netflix, what was the deal with Netflix?
I think I did that story already.
I don't think you did.
I didn't?
No.
Oh, shit. Netflix is going up, ladies and gentlemen. Their streaming service is, they're going to go up $2 and they're going to do it in stages.
From like $7 to $9?
It's $8 right now. Yeah, so so they're going up, which is a crazy move in my opinion. Now that there's more competition on the table.
Well, I don't think they're gonna really lose that many people for.
They lost $40 billion the last time they did something stupid.
Yeah, they did do something dumb.
That was just in 2011. Well,
the other thing is that we're talking about, like, when you say competition, I was telling you that Amazon made a deal with HBO, and all HBO's programming and stuff is gonna be.
That's huge.
Available on Amazon Prime.
That's huge.
Okay. Cause
I'm gonna pay for some damn packages this week. I'm gonna pay the $80 for Amazon Prime, and I'm gonna get the damn Amazon thing.
Right. So you get Amazon Prime, and you can watch like HBO's TV shows. I'm not sure. I don't think they're gonna put their movies on there because they don't like own them, you know. So it's like,
but they may have exclusive rights to some movies.
Maybe. But if they have whatever, like they're made for TV movies and all their series, they'll be gonna put on there.
Which is their bread and butter. People don't really watch it anymore for movies. It's stuff like that. Right. Like it's Game of Thrones, you know. Which
or like I mean, backlog and go forever. It's like Sex and the City. People love that. Sopranos, all that crap. They have a lot of backlog.
Of course they do. And
Entourage.
So I'm gonna get me some Amazon. You know, sounds kind of creepy. Some
Amazonian women.
I'm gonna get me some Amazon.
I'm gonna get me.
I'll never get any Amazon. My wife is only 5'1". There will never be any Amazon in this house. Damn it. Anyway, that brings us to our main topic, man. That brings us to our countdown to The Amazing Spider-Man 2, man. So we decided this week we're going to talk about The Amazing Spider-Man and some of the other Spider-Man movies and, you know, how did, you know, build into next week. So, right. You know, The Amazing Spider-Man 2012? 2012.
What's the first one?
Yeah. The Amazing Spider-Man.
I think I might have been 11.
Really?
I don't know.
I got 12. I researched 12.
Well, you have issues with reading.
So. Anyway, starring what? Andrew Garfield?
Andrew Garfield and...
Emma Stone?
Emma Stone.
Yeah, Dennis Leary?
2012. Dennis Leary. Who else was in that? Sally Field and Martin Sheen.
How could I forget Sally Fields, who I still have a crush on, even in her old ladiness.
Pretty gross. but yeah, who else? I think that's it, really. Oh, and Rise Afan is the guy who played the bad guy.
Oh, right. Who did a fantastic job.
Yeah, I like him. He's kind of a creepy
guy. So let's talk about this movie, man. So, first of all, people are pissed because they were just announced before the movie came out that Tobey Maguire and Sam Raimi had signed on for what?
Spider-Man 4?
And 5. They were going to shoot them both at the same time. And then all of a sudden, we have a new movie. We have a new movie, The Amazing Spider-Man, and new actors. And
When was 3? 3 was like 07, I want to say.
3 was 2007. Yeah. Pretty good.
So, yeah. 2007, I mean, the newest one was 5 years later. So, the fourth one should have probably, if they were going to do it, would have been like 09.
Well, they were lagging with those movies because Spider-Man was 2002. Spider-Man 2 was 2004. Spider-Man 3 was 2007. So, it's like, what the hell is going on with you guys? And then it was like around 2010 when they, you know, when they said it wasn't going to happen, you know. So it was like, what's taking them so long?
It is kind of crazy how much like crap goes into the dealings with like 2 years it took for them to figure out that we weren't going to do that movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, oh, let's just take a break, you know, in negotiating.
Right.
And then come back and then they're like, no, screw it. But the new one, the 2012 one.
You mean The Amazing Spider-Man?
Yeah, that's for the 2012 one.
Right.
Well, yeah, okay, sorry. So sorry to offend you, kind sir. Right. I may offer my apologies. A thousand pardons. I liked it a lot, I think.
Well, tell us about the movie, Graham. Set it up.
Amazing Spider-Man, it's kind of, they kind of start over the story. They start over the story, they go with another retelling of the origin story with Peter Parker. So they show how Peter Parker gets his powers again, but it's not Mary Jane Watson. It's Gwen Stacy.
And for us comic book fans, it was always supposed to be that way.
Yeah. So it's Gwen Stacy. It's his, you know, love interest. And so like I said, another origin. And he gets his powers. Same thing as the original one. You know, his uncle dies.
Well, wait a minute, Graham. It's not really the same thing. Because the boy was so different.
Same basic story, though, I'm saying. You know, okay. Like, his uncle dies. He's there with his aunt.
Right.
He's still, like, withdrawn. This one deals a lot more with, like, what happened to his parents.
Yeah, the parents is a central thing. Yeah,
it's like his dad, and this one is a serious scientist that worked at Oscorp, and they left Peter with his aunt and uncle because they were trying to hide some project.
Somebody was chasing them. Right, they were in trouble.
That his dad was working on.
Right.
So they left. And they left him there so they wouldn't, you know, put him in danger. And then, you know, Peter kind of finds that out. And then so he goes to Oscorp to kind of get to the bottom of it. And he's talking to the scientist that his dad worked with, who's played by Rise Afan, who's the bad guy. And, you know, as most Spider-Man villains are, starts out with good intentions, at least at the beginning, you know, trying to create some type of serum or whatever that will...
Well, we don't know, Graham. You know, they had something going on with some kind of formula, and they kind of left it.
Well, no, I'm talking about like what he does when he's seen the movie. He's trying to create a serum because he doesn't have an arm. He lost an arm.
Right.
And he's trying to create a serum that will like regrow an arm, like, you know, like a lizard. If you cut off its tail, it'll regrow it or whatever, a chameleon or something. Right. So he's trying to, you know, replicate that. And he does, and he grows his arm back, and it's, you know, works for a little bit, but then he obviously switches in.
But he only does it with Peter's help. Peter finds the original formula from his father's dad, junk. And the Peter in this movie is way different than anybody else. And, I mean, than anybody else has played the role. This Peter is, like, more of an outsider, and he's kind of cool,
if you know who Andrew Garfield is, I mean, the only other thing you would know him from is The Social Network, which is that Facebook movie. He plays Jesse Eisenberg or Mark Zuckerberg's best friend. What is his name in that?
I never saw that movie, Grandma. I can't help you with this fact.
Something Hispanic. Because he's from Brazil.
Who's from Brazil?
The guy he's playing.
Oh, the original guy. Yeah. Oh, okay. So, Garfield played that role?
Yeah.
Okay. I've never seen that movie before, so.
Eduardo Saverin. And he kind of, like, pulled off the being, like, a little bit Hispanic, but he's an English actor. But he's, like, a good-looking dude, not to knock Tobey Maguire, but Tobey Maguire can pull off the doofy-looking kind of nerdy guy.
But that's Peter.
Right.
For exactly. Us Spider-Man fans, Tobey Maguire was Peter Parker. Right. He was so nerdy and so perfect, and I think that was the problem that fans had. But he's
also jacked and, like, sweet at the same time.
Well, Spider-Man gets jacked after a while.
And then, like, Andrew Garfield is playing, like, almost a brooding, like, outsider.
Typical teenager.
Right, exactly. He's wearing, like, his jacket, his hood's up, and, like, looking all cool. So it was like, this guy's supposed to be a nerd. He's not really pulling that off that much.
No, but he pulled out the outsider, which is kind of more applicable.
It was a different take on it. They just wanted to change it up. But it was definitely cool.
Yeah, it worked. So you would say the guy was trying to grow his arm back.
So he grows his arm back and then he turns into like the, was he called the lizard?
He's called a lizard, but that's it. It's so not the crocodile. So he turns into
like a giant like human lizard. And he wants to put this chemical, shoot it off from the top of Oscorp into the sky so that everybody in the city will be, you know,
because the serum corrupts him.
Right.
So makes him more aggressive and stuff.
Which is like, it's strange what you think about it. Like all of the superhero or Spider-Man movies, all of the villains at the beginning start off with good intentions. And they're doing it. And then they do something to themselves and start going crazy. Think about it. You got Dr. Ock.
You're talking about from the number two movie, right?
Norman Osborn.
Right.
Harry Osborn.
Right.
That Sandman guy.
Well, he was wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah.
But you're talking about he originally was trying to get money for his daughter.
Daughter, right. Okay, right. Venom.
But you have to make a sympathetic villain, so. Right.
Venom
was,
but it's, I mean, another movie.
Well, Venom was a total jackass.
Well, he was a jerk guy, but he was just kind of like wanting to do good in the business of being a photographer, and then like Venom takes
But he didn't give it a shit who he and then shit on when he was doing
this,
it, right?
With this one, Rise of Fun. But in other movies, you think about it, like.
F. Venom.
Zod, or the Joker. Or Loki. Well, actually, Loki had kind of good intentions.
In a twisted type of way.
But in the second Thor, you know, those people were just bad. Like, lots of them are just terrible. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well.
Like, they don't have any redeeming qualities. They're just straight bad.
You said in Thor? What, the second Thor?
The Dark World, yeah. Who was it? It was like the.
Oh, but no. They weren't bad. You know, they never really got into why they were doing what they were doing. But they were on a losing side of a battle. And so history always shows us that, you know, whoever wins the battle writes history. So they were a noble race. They were just desperate. So you don't know what their original cause was. You know, they wanted to spread darkness. But maybe darkness was great for them, you know. So
they try to infect the world. And the other thing is Gwen Stacy's dad...
Dennis Leary
is the police chief, and they're still in the beginning where they don't know whether Superman's a good guy or a bad guy. Spider-Man. Spider-Man's a good guy or bad guy.
You're confusing the shit out of our viewers.
If they don't know if Spider-Man's a good guy or a bad guy, because he's going out and just trying, he's killing, or not killing, but he's, you know, taking down a lot of criminals in the city because he's trying to find who killed his uncle.
He's out for revenge.
Right, and he's trying to find who killed his uncle.
Not vengeance, revenge.
So he's taking a lot of people down, and they don't know, like in most superhero movies at the beginning, whether the guy is a vigilante or a good guy or a bad guy.
Well, hold up. Let me just, because I think you kind of skipped into something. So his uncle was killed when he was basically being a jerk. And it was killed.
Peter Parker.
Peter Parker's uncle was killed.
Peter Parker was being a jerk, not his
uncle. Peter Parker was being a jerk.
Peter Piper picked a pick of pickled peppers. And how many pickled peppers?
Come on. And so with him being a jerk, you know, he blamed himself, of course. And it was pretty much kind of his fault, but not really. It's always the villain's fault. But he looked a certain way. So after that, he just with started.
With great power comes great responsibility.
After that, he just continued to look for this guy who was blind and had a certain tattoo that had killed his uncle. So anybody who was blind and it was a male of certain height, you know, in New York was getting their ass just beat by Spider-Man. So that's why that happened. So continue.
So there's like some animosity going on between Dennis Leary and...
Well, he's trying to date his daughter. That's every daddy.
He's dating his daughter, and then he's talking about, like, Spider-Man, how they got to catch him. And he's, Peter Parker's trying to tell him, hey, you know, maybe he's a good guy, you don't understand. And then, you know, skip forward to the end of the movie, is they're both...
They do a Marvel team-up.
Right.
They do a Marvel team-up, Grant.
Right. It's Dennis Leary. It's kind of realizes that Spider-Man's a good guy, and he realizes, well, that it's Peter Parker, because his mask falls off, and he sees him... And he's like, Peter, and he's like, and he tells him, you know, you have to let me go. I have to stop it. And he's like, okay, go. I mean, he backs him up.
Well, no. Only reason why he says go is because he says, your daughter is at the building.
At Oscorp, and we got to go save her.
Right.
And,
which is a decision as a father I would do myself.
one tear shed from my eye.
You damn right.
And then he goes into Oscorp to you know, save her. It's a pretty cool scene. Like, Dennis Leary's kind of badass when he's up there and the lizard's about to, you know, take
he's
down...
He's pumping him with buckshots from the shotgun. He's letting him have it.
The lizard's about to take down Spider-Man, and out of nowhere comes Dennis Leary with the shotgun and kind of saves him, right? And gives him a chance to, you know, get up and, you know, fight back.
Well, he stops the plague.
Right, and then... Well, no, Spider-Man gets up.
Maybe we should have told you, spoiler alert, for a two-year-old movie. Yeah. But
Spider-Man gets up there and, you know, he saves the day, but Dennis Leary ends up getting killed by the lizard.
Dead.
Yeah, he's dead, and, you know, Gwen is obviously, you know, extremely heartbroken that her dad died.
I would hope so.
Yeah, and as he's dying, too... He tells Spider-Man, you know, leave Gwen alone.
He said, hey, leave my damn daughter alone, punk.
Basically, he said, because he wanted to keep her safe and keep her out of danger.
You better stay away from her. I'm going to come back and haunt you.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, Gwen, I love... Ooh.
I'm going to haunt your ass. You'll never get peace, son.
But he says, you know, because he wants to keep her safe. So that's what Peter, for a little bit, you know, leaves her alone. And she's like, well, why are you doing this to me at the very end of the movie? Why are you being so distant? And he says something like, what did he say?
He says something like, rules are meant to be broken. Like, exactly. Said, your like father that. Told me to do right. this or something like that. The rules are meant to be broken.
And then,
so.
And then the movie ends. But so you assume the second one, Amazing Spider-Man 2, that's just going to pick up with them together. And, you know, they'll just go from there. And obviously all these villains are going to come into play.
Well, we talked about the trailer already for the next movie. And, you know, we saw Rhino. We saw Shocker. Yeah, Electro. We didn't see Shocker. We saw Electro. We saw Rhino. We saw
Harry Osborn.
Harry Osborn.
He's going to be like Green Goblin. Something.
Right. So.
And Norman is up there.
Right. So, you know, they, you know, the guy they had playing Flash Thompson in the first movie, that kid.
Oh, yeah.
He was watching he was in a show that I used to watch on the CW, believe it or not.
Cool, dude. What show?
It was a show about witches. I can't remember the name of it.
It wasn't Charmed or something.
No, it wasn't no damn Charm. It might as well have been Charmed, though.
Cool, dude. This guy's watching Charmed over here.
I wasn't watching Charmed, but it was some TV show that he was...
About witches?
Yeah, he was like... It was like teenage witches. Can't remember the name.
The movie Teenage Witch from the 80s. No, great movie.
Jackass.
Recommend it. Just check it out. Just Teenage Witch. It's an amazing... I think it's about 1985. Maybe 84.
He was in this TV show. And so when I saw him in the movie, I was really surprised because he wasn't one of the original cast and they brought him on.
Well, do you know that in the first one?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, the first Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire,
mm-hmm.
Flash... was played by a guy, Joe Manganiello.
Yeah, who's a big-time actor now.
No, yeah, he's in Magic Mike. He's in True Blood.
Right. Like, everybody loves him. He had a shot to be in Batman. But
oh, that's true, yeah.
The Secret Circle. That was the name of that silly show.
I'm looking it up right now. But the Secret Circle?
The Secret Circle.
Do you have any friends?
I don't. You? Do nah, maybe.
No. Wrong. No. Not your friend.
So I was watching that
Chris
show.
Chris Zykla?
Right. Oh,
God, this guy looks like a cool person. He was in Piranha 3D and Piranha 3DD.
Well, I don't give a damn about the kid. I just want to, you know, I'm wondering if they're going to have...
The Secret Circle. You are one pathetic loser.
It was about, they was all witches, man.
Cool, dude. Yeah. So,
you know, it was like a bunch of hot chicks. And those same girls...
I think I might remember this.
They're all, like, in everything now. Like, everybody who was in that cast, except for maybe one girl, I think. But he was on that show, and when I saw him in there, he did a good job whooping Peter's ass being Flash Thompson.
You know what I love in movies? It's like from any 80s movie ever made, pretty much, about high school. The nerd gets beat up or something happens, and then by the end, he comes back and takes him down. So yeah. I loved that basketball
scene. Take him down to Chinatown, right.
When he takes him
down to basketball. Oh, and then he gets in trouble for it. His uncle is being a jackass about it.
Yeah. Did you beat up that boy? Did he deserve it? They're like,
right,
yeah.
Right. But he was trying to teach him something. But, yeah. Did you ever watch that movie I told you to watch, 3 O'Clock High? You didn't
Fudge
watch that.
Sickles, no.
You didn't watch it. That's a good
80s. I'm going to watch 80s. It. And I just watched that one. What was it? Vision Quest that my one buddy.
Vision Quest.
What
the hell?
Good, dude. It's about wrestling. What is his name? Loudon Swain is the dude's name.
Because that's a household name in modern theater today.
Loudon Swain? It's got... Sounds like a what's his name? Matthew Modine. You know Matthew Modine?
I know Matthew Modine.
He is the main character. It's an 80s movie about him wrestling and him like getting into shape and, you know, taking on the baddest guy in the
state.
Typical 80s. Yeah, exactly. It's awesome. Yeah, check it out.
Anyway.
Peep that movie.
Back to this kid. What is his name? Chris Zyzlik?
Zykla or something, yeah.
Something like that. I don't know if he's in the next movie or not, but I would like to see him be in that next movie because in the comics, Flash has
it says he's in The Amazing Spider-Man 2. Good. Uncredited.
Damn it. So it's just going to be some stupid little part.
It's going to be like him, like, they'll probably be out of high school at this point, and he'll just be like walking down the street or at a bar.
But you know, in the comics, man, Flash has a huge storyline. I mean, sometimes it's huge, sometimes it's not, but it's. He's definitely a fan favorite character that people like to see in the movies.
Now you got the Rocky scene.
Right. We're going to get sued doing the tune. Yeah, we're sued. We're singing the Rocky song.
Exactly. I think that was such a bad interpretation of it that they can't technically say that was it.
Yeah, we're going to... We're
fucking, I didn't, there wasn't me singing at all. There was all Montego.
Mr. Bradley, it was all him.
Take him down to Chinatown.
So, anyway...
So, all right, so let's get back to do you want to talk about the original three at all, or you want to just go into the new one?
Well, I love the original 2.5. Mm-hmm. Let's put it that way. Yeah. I love the first one. The second one so surprised me because you just expect the sequel to be just garbage. You just do because of what's history.
Right. And well, then, it came out banging with the first one.
Right,
like came out punching with Green Goblin, so...
And not
and,
only...
And Willem Dafoe.
Who well, was, a lot of people didn't like Green Goblin.
I liked Willem Dafoe. Willem Dafoe's a man.
Well, a lot of people didn't like the suit of armor and all that stuff. When we're talking about the fanboys, they didn't like it.
Right.
But I enjoyed it. I liked all the characters that was in it. I liked the second one. I mean, and then you had Doc Ock. That actor is just phenomenal. That what's his name, man? The guy who played Dr. Octopus.
Yeah, I see him in lots of things.
Boy.
I always think of Oliver Platt when I think of him, but that's not his name.
No.
He's Hispanic. I know that.
Yeah, yeah. His name is Alfred Molina.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't even look that up. That just came in my mind.
That's not true.
I didn't look it up, y'all.
Not true.
Anyway, he played Doc Ock, and he did a fantastic job. My only problem... with both of the Spider-Man movies, the first two, is that why do you kill the bad guy? Didn't you guys learn anything from the Jack Nicholson Joker? You don't kill the damn bad guy. Lock him up. Let him escape
right.
or
so
something.
You can, if need be, you can bring him back.
Exactly. You know,
Alfred Molina.
Molina, not Modena.
Dumb,
Molina.
You
Modena.
Dumb son of a bitch.
Look at him. He wants to call me names on the air, ladies and gentlemen. What the hell is going on?
Oh, wasn't there something you posted about? I'm looking at the IMDb page right now. Of J.K. Simmons, the actor, the head of the newspaper, is supposed to make a cameo.
J. Jonah Jameson.
It's supposed to make a cameo in this new one.
But is it him or is it just the character? So I couldn't tell.
The other thing is, too, so we're saying Oh, actually, you know, go ahead. Go ahead and keep talking about...
J. Jonah Jameson?
No. About this, the second Spider-Man.
Well, anyway, they brought Doc Ock. It was great. They killed him in the end. Spoiler alert. Which was stupid.
Fucking 10 years ago.
It was...
It's
not a spoiler anymore. Spoiler! If you've never seen Spider-Man 2...
Guys, spoiler alert. The end of Scarface, he dies.
He died.
Oh, sorry. Anyway. Also in...
Stop it. You're ruining these movies. But
The Sixth Sense?
Damn.
The
Sixth
Sense? No, don't do it.
He was already dead. No, he was dead the whole time. Sorry, guys.
Anyway, so for the the end of the movie, they killed Doc Ock.
And Fight Club? Brad Pitt's not real. I want to keep doing this.
What is he doing? Man? He's ruining movies for the people.
I want to keep doing this.
So anyway... So anyways, Doc Ock gets it in the end, and that's pretty bad, but the movie was really good. Then they moved along to number three, and they did what they call one of the most tragic mistakes in movies and bring in too many villains. And I say horse pucky to that, because anybody that's a Spider-Man fan knows that Spider-Man
took on multiple villains at once.
The Sinister Six, my friend. He takes on six at once. So,
but yeah, that's
just poorly executed with the three.
Poorly. It was poorly executed, and it just. I don't know. I liked how the end. Because I like that kind of stuff. Like the feel good, like Harry and him were at odds the whole time, and then Harry, like, realizes his wrongs and comes back and saves him at the end. Well, I think that's awesome. Like, he had, like, a. Sidekick, pretty
well,
much.
See, the problem with the problem with three, and I still like it. I don't give a damn. But I don't. What the problem was is that they had Harry in it. If you know, you had the Sandman, right? And who else? They had three villains, right? They had the Sandman,
Venom, Sandman, and then like
Harry.
Harry, who was a villain for right. like half the movie,
right? But you needed some Sinister Six folks and stuff, you know, and they didn't do that. So in this movie, in this The Amazing Spider-Man 2. From what I hear, they're setting things up to do a Sinister Six movie. You're going to do a movie about villains, which is kind of interesting.
Did you almost just throw up?
No, I did not. I don't know why when I podcast, all of a sudden I just like...
I was like, need to just have burp or something?
Issues and yeah, stuff. I'm like, what? Maybe it's because all the talking or right. something. We're still new, everybody. This is only episode 3. Anyway, so... You know, it didn't work, man. They wanted to close out the Harry Osborn story, but they were trying to have this big thing going on with this Venom and this Sandman. Maybe they should only did like Sandman or Venom. They should have chose. They probably should have just did Venom and maybe Harry. But
yeah.
The three was
but
just
at the,
ridiculous.
At the same time, I liked that end scene, big fight scene when it was the 2-on-2, like Sandman and Spider-Man, and then Harry and Venom.
I don't know if I like that. Come on, buddy. We're stick with me, pal. That was Harry saying that to Peter, and I'm like, this is kind of like and you know, it's just then they had a reporter outside talking about Spider-Man is in trouble. Hey, fact about that little scene, I just said that reporter. I saw a report that she like killed herself, like about 2 years ago.
Oh yeah, Debbie
she
Downer.
She played the
recorder.
She's such a womp.
Guys,
womp,
the divorce rate in America is over 50%.
Yeah, but she's pretty interesting because I remember seeing her, but she was reporting the whole time the fight during the Spider-Man 3.
Thanks.
This little, you're just such an ass.
Me, bring up like, oh yeah,
somebody murdering themselves. On the podcast.
Charles Manson. Remember that whole story when you get into that?
Pretty sad, man. Pretty sad. Charles manipulated the damn
girls. He had good ideas.
Matter of fact, we don't even want to talk about him. Give him juice on our podcast. Anyway, so... We talked about one. Did we talk about Spider-Man 1? We really didn't talk about Spider-Man 1.
No, and it was great. That's my favorite one. Usually the original is always the best.
Favorite scene in that movie?
The upside down kiss. Oh boy, it was just so magical.
Yes, because you're a Tula.
I want to think about it. I think about it all the time.
Okay, my favorite scene in that movie, believe it or not, it's insignificant. The fight between Flash and Peter Parker in the high school. It was so great.
When like he first realizes, then like he sees the fly go by, and
he throws the fist, and he looks up and down his arm like 6 times, you know.
Well, no, yeah, when that one was cool. When he punches and he like, looks
back,
backflip, and realizes,
right? He was so fast.
Speaking of, they made him. I think less powerful.
Did you almost throw up?
I just barfed in my mouth a little bit, and then I swallowed it, and I'm back, and we're ready to rock and maybe roll. I deserve that. No, I think they made him a little less powerful in The Amazing Spider-Man than he was in the first one, in the first series. Because just thinking about that one scene, a guy punches and you can look up and down his arm like twice before he even, like, he basically has like almost super speed.
Well, let me tell you something.
In the second one, I think they made him a little stronger, maybe.
Yeah, because he was holding up that whole building when it was over. He was like, this is really heavy, when it was going to fall on Mary Jane, the whole building. He was holding up almost the whole building. That was
Well, no, so you're saying he's stronger in the first one.
No, I'm saying he was stronger in the second one. The second one seemed stronger.
I'm talking about Andrew Garfield. Yeah, you're right. And then also in this new one, he doesn't have the web thing that we've talked about before.
Which I like both. Because some fans were pissed with the genetic thing, but I was like, no, that's even, that makes more sense to me. But then the web is his kryptonite. At the wrong time, he always runs out, and everybody has to have an Achilles heel and stuff. And so the way they did it in The Amazing Spider-Man was pretty good. However, in the trailer for Spider-Man 2, when that car
comes, you mean Amazing Spider-Man?
The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Let's not get confused here.
The car comes out of nowhere, and he catches it. I said, that's Spidey.
In The Amazing Aquaman 4, it gets nutty when the Joker comes in, and then
beats the hell out of Sasquatch. But anyway, when he catches that car, man, I'm like, that's Spidey.
Well, that's, I like that. With the, give him strength. And we're talking about, when we're talking about Captain America, they kind of took away from his strength. It's like, give them their credit. They're superheroes for a reason. Yeah. You know, like, they have superpowers. Don't take their powers away.
They really haven't played up.
They're trying to make them more human, but they're not. Okay. They're superheroes.
We're about to jump on Cap. We need to go back to Spidey. We need to go back to Spidey, but... Spidey's speed in the comics it's the worst thing that the villains hate about him. They're like, man, he's just so damn fast. I can't do nothing.
Well,
he's so
that's
quick.
That's what it is in most of the movies that he's, that's his biggest strength. I remember with like Doc Ock and with the Lizard, a couple of fights, that he's just
so fast.
You just can't
so fast. That scene when they're on that elevated train that's supposed to be in New York. That was a sweet fight, which was shot out of Cabo, by the way.
Does New York have it now?
I don't think they do.
Talking about it now, you know what I always think about is the movie The Fugitive. When they're like, they hear the train.
So-and-so has elevated trains. Who has elevated trains?
We have an elevator. New York,
Richard Kimball is here. We need to go out and look outside because he's right there.
I didn't kill my wife.
I don't care. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful.
Harrison Ford, you were trying to say bad things about him a second ago.
I like Harrison. Well, let me say this. I like Harrison Ford's acting. I don't know nothing about the guy. He comes off as a kind of a tool sometimes, to be honest with you. He just does, man. I'm sorry.
Stop saying these things about him. He's the man, dude.
Come on, man. The earring. Come on, man. You know, get the hell out of here.
The Fugitive?
Phenomenal movie.
Indiana Jones, Star Wars, Air Force One, Witness.
What's the one when his wife got abducted and he was in France? That was a good movie.
I don't know. What are the movies when he plays Jack Ryan?
Oh, well, that's the Patriot Games.
And what's the other one?
I was about to say Indecent Proposal. It was, what was the movie where he was, whatever. Anyway, the drug cartel was the problem, and they were trying to...
What's the one where he forgets his, like, Forgetting Henry or something?
Regarding Henry.
The dude makes sweet movies.
Harrison Ford.
I just showed Montego a picture yesterday of, like, it just came up on the internet of, like, 80s Harrison Ford. And I had a bit of a gay moment looking at him. Good looking.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with gay. Get out of here, man.
Looking, a good looking dude. Just look cool, look sweet. And, I mean, Blade Runner. I can go through his, like, IMDb, and it's insane. The guy's, record.
Did you like Devil's Own? I like that.
Yeah, that's a Brad Pitt one.
Yeah. Regarding Henry.
I don't know how we just got
Presume Innocent. Yeah, what the hell are we doing talking about Harrison
Ford? I don't know,
Ford?
But I love him. And I just watched that movie. We didn't really talk about like what we're watching or anything.
Frantic. That was the name of the movie when his wife got abducted.
Oh, I love that movie. So good.
Did you see that movie?
No, never seen it.
You didn't see it?
I don't know.
It's a good movie, man. Go watch that movie.
1988.
What about Mosquito Coast? That's a good one. That's a young Harrison Ford.
I wasn't born then.
Damn difference is that.
Nothing. 6 Days and Seven Nights is actually a decent movie. It's a love story kind of thing.
I saw it. It was funny.
But I just watched Paranoia. We didn't really talk about like what we're watching.
What we're watching. It's a great time because I'm out of Spider-Man stuff. So
yeah, I mean, we're pretty much done with Spider-Man stuff, right?
So what we're watching. What do you watch this week, Graham?
I just watched two movies on Netflix. So if you have Netflix, check them out if you want to. Paranoia. And I just finished today. I fell asleep watching it like five times. I don't know why. It wasn't that it was boring at all. Uh-huh. I just put it on and this was when I was going to sleep.
What was it?
The G.I. Joe.
Retaliation?
Retaliation.
With The Rock?
With Dwayne Johnson.
Right.
The Rock, yeah. Good movie. I liked it. It didn't... I think the first one was better. I don't know why they changed the cast so much from the first one. They just kind of... Put Channing Tatum was only real person from the first one.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's only in it for a little bit. And then, you know, they don't have Marlon Wayans not in it. Like, the whole G.I. Joe crew from the first one is not in the second one, which I don't know why they did that. So you got The Rock is in it, and then, you know, a couple other people, and they put through Bruce Willis in there.
out of nowhere.
Yeah, basically out of nowhere. And Bruce Willis plays like Joe of G.I. Joe.
Right.
So it was good. I would recommend watching it, but at the same time, I don't think it did very well for like what people wanted. But I was just reading a little story that they're going to do a third. And they're thinking about, you know, kind of going back to more of the first one.
Yeah.
Like, getting the same people back and stuff, because that one did a lot better.
Yeah.
And then Paranoia. Paranoia was a movie, if you think about it, if you just talking based on the cast, it was Harrison Ford, which is why I started thinking about it, talking about him. Harrison Ford, Gary Oldman, Richard Dreyfuss, and then Liam Hemsworth. And then, what the heck is that girl's name?
The movie made nothing, though, right?
I don't know. I never looked it up. The girl's name, the girl is actually currently dating Johnny Depp because they did that Rum Diaries movie together, and the girl is smoking hot.
That's how you get your girlfriends in Hollywood.
Amber Heard, look her up. Amber Heard.
Amber Heard? I never heard of her before.
Yeah, you have. I mean, you'll recognize her.
Really?
But, yeah, she is. Smoking hot.
Yeah. Yeah, she's done Zombieland.
Well, she was barely in Zombieland.
Never Back Down. Drive Angry. Pineapple
Express.
Have you ever
seen Never Back Down?
Never have.
You've never backed down?
No, I've never backed down.
I like that movie a lot, but Rum Diary, then I don't know if she wasn't in that.
She was in Machete Kills and Three Ways
to Kill. She's in that TV show, The Playboy Club, a couple years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
But, so it was like a technology movie, like Gary Oldman and Harrison Ford are both CEOs of like telecommunications, like cell phone companies, basically, and they're competing. And they're competing, and they
hire this mole, right?
One of them hires a mole to like get into the other one's company, and then it's back and forth of like he doesn't want to do it, but he's getting blackmailed. He has to do it, and then you know, just kind of like a thriller of like what's going on. Is he gonna do this? And then Liam Hemsworth's dad Richard Dreyfuss is how he's in there, and then that girl Amber Heard plays is like love interest and stuff. So good, it's a good movie. It's on Netflix. I recommend watching it on Netflix. You know, I wouldn't buy it or anything like that, but I
just check it out. Netflix. Well, I'm not gonna do what I'm watching this week because we are running a little long this week. We're feeling very chatty. But before we go, I started something today. I was on the Twitter. I was on a Twitter and I noticed something that was going on, and there's an organization out there called Comics for Kids, and from what I can tell, this organization is about literacy with kids. And so, like me, my mom, my father listened to the podcast, and he wanted to bring it to my attention that the reason why my mom was bringing comic books to my attention is because she wanted me to read, and it worked. And so
you can read.
I can read. Oh. This is because of Superman. But anyway, this organization comics for kids. They're on Facebook and Twitter, and they seem to be doing fighting a good fight. They are out of Mississippi, and they have contact information on their Facebook page. And their mission, from what I can tell, is literacy, you know, through the use of comic books. So they're comic book people, and they want to provide comic books, and they want to provide funds, you know, to help do the things they need to do to help with literacy in the United States of America. So you can find them on Twitter at Comics for Kids, and you can find them on Facebook for Comics for Kids. Check out their website, and I'm going to look into this a little further just to see, you know, how things are going and see what I can do. I went to my local comic book shop today, and I want to start talking to folks about maybe getting some book donations sent to these folks for Comics for Kids. And I'm going to give these folks a call, and next week we're going to have an update, and we're going to see if you know, we can help out with this nonprofit organization to, you know, help with literacy with kids in America. You know, get the kids to read, man. Yeah. I think it's a good direction for us to go, since we're such, you know, selfish bastards and whatnot, you know. So we could do some good, you know, doing that with our podcast too. So I'll look more into this, and their contact information again, Facebook and Twitter, and see what you can do to help. Donate some comic books, donate some funds, get this going. And with that, man, we are way over time.
We're not way over. Deal with it.
We're a little bit over.
All right. Now. Yeah. Well, that's it for us today. But make sure, you know, to check us out on Facebook and Twitter.
Like us on Facebook.
Know, please like us on Facebook. Like us on Twitter. And we'd appreciate it if anybody, you know, could go to the page and write some comments on, you know, what they think we've done right, what they think we've done wrong, or just information, what we want to talk about, stuff like that.
Review. Review. On Apple. Apple, right. iTunes.
And we're on iTunes, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Fans on Patrol. Search it on all of the mediums, Podbean, we're on everything. So, you know, check us out. You know, mean a lot to us. We appreciate it. Facebook, Twitter, Podbean, iTunes.
Right, and until next week, I'm your host, Montego Bradley.
And I'm Grant Brantley.
And we are on patrol. We'll be right back.